Lord, we give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you for another privilege in your presence. Glory be to your holy name. Thou mighty God, be thou exalted. Eternal Rock of Ages, be thou lifted up. You are great, you are wonderful. Immortal God, invisible Lord, immortal God. How great thou art,
immortal God,
invisible Lord,
immortal God,
tonight. Give us the understanding that we need. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, as I continue on the teaching on in search of good men. Part 2. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6. The Bible says from verse 6. It's about godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. For they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which why some converted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and art profess a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this in mind, and thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is in his time, he shall show who is the blessed and holy Pontius, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Who will add immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. And he went further to say, in verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, and that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. And I said to us last time that a good man is one who is contented. It's a sign of goodness. Contented people. People that are not greedy. Greedy people, they are not good people. A good man is somebody who is satisfied with what God has given to him or her, and he can appreciate it in expectation for a better tomorrow. So, we discover here that the Bible says godliness with contentment. So, good people have contentment, and it's a great gain to them, because we brought nothing to this world. It is certain we are taking nothing out of it. So, if we have food, we have clothing, then the Bible says, let us deal with content. They that will run after riches, they fall into temptations and the snare. That's what I was saying on Sunday. Abraham was contented. He was not a man running after riches. He was not a man running after money. God gave him whatsoever he had. One of the major challenges in this world today is that people are running after the things of the world. So they don't run after God. So good people run after God, not after things. Praise the Lord. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Yes, because they love money. They love the things of the world so much that becomes what makes them evil. That's what causes evil. That's what produces evil. Because of the love of money, which why some have coveted after the erred from the faith. Once you covet after the love of money, you will err from the faith. You pierce yourself through with many sorrows. He said, but that old man of God flee this thing. In other words, that old child of God, run away from this thing. Follow after good things. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And fight the good fight of faith, because it is a fight. To be a good man, you must be ready to fight. So many people have lost it. I told us again that someone said, to be an evil man, you don't just need to do evil. No. To just be an evil man, you just don't need to do evil. Just fail to do good. You are overcome by evil. Praise the Lord. When you stop doing good, you don't want to do good, evil has already taken over you. There is no two ways about it. So, that's why it is a fight. Fight a good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and art professed a good profession before many witnesses. And I say, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in no certain riches, But what a man run after the things of the world, it cannot be good. He will want to push people down. He will want to do bad things. He will want to, in fact, he want to maintain. That's why you see some people, after they are gotten something, they are looking for a way to protect it now. At a particular time, God will not be enough for protection. Praise the Lord. Yes, because challenges, attack are coming. Do you know what it is? To be able to, once your heart is set on a thing, you want to maintain it. You want to keep it. You want to make sure nothing is taken away from it. And then you'll be introduced to so many things for you to be able to protect what you have. That's why so many Christians today find it difficult to live a selfless life, because they have possessed so much that they can't control. Praise the Lord. Because they run after that. The Bible says in verse 18, it said that they do good. Good men. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. When a man is blessed, it's expected he should do good. It's expected he should be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up his stuff for himself, a good foundation. Praise the Lord. Good foundation. God is asking for good things from good men. It takes a good man to lay a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. A good man will want to lay hold on eternal life. A good man will be conscious of eternal life. A good man will want to make sure that nothing takes eternal life away from him, because that is what he's laboring for. Praise the Lord. In search of good men, I pray that God will make us good and give us good people in Jesus' name. Very important. In the book of Proverbs chapter 2, in verse 20. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 20. Say that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men. You know, like I said, we live in a society where, you know, people, who bothers about being good? Who cares? It just, let me make it. Make it in quotes. Let me be successful. Let me be seen by the eyes of the world that have made it. What about the good? The Bible says, walk in the path of good men. Then you be careful to walk in the path of good men and keep the path of the righteous. Very important, because we live in a very trying time in the world. I pray God will open our eyes and open our understanding in Jesus' name. Good men are faithful people. They are people that can be trusted for a very long time. Today, you find it difficult to get people that can be trusted for a very long time, because evil creeps into the hearts of men. They are not like the money dew that appear a while and before noon is gone. And that's how so many people are. The money dew, you just come up very early, you see everywhere is water. And you know, but after some time, the dew has disappeared. It's no more there. Faithful people are people that can be trusted for a long time. After many years, they are still there. They can still be trusted. They can still be talked to. You can still give testimony about them, because they are faithful people. Proverbs 20 verse 6. It says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Everybody, most men will want to proclaim every man his own goodness. It's just like, in fact, we come to talk now, say, who are you? This person will say, I am this. The other one will say, I am this. Everybody will say, I am a good man. Everybody. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. He look at the good aspect of his life and say, I am good. I've done this well. Even when you thought what I did was, but I did it for good. Yes. Most men will want to proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man A man full of faith. A man that can be trusted. A man that can be relied upon. A faithful man who can find. God is looking for faithful people. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. In Titus chapter 3, verse 8. Good people are faithful people. Titus chapter 3. The Bible says, in verse 8, it says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God by be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Those who have believed in God, the people that have followed God, that have confessed Jesus, the Bible says that they must be careful to maintain good works. Hallelujah. If you are not careful to maintain good works, you become a bad person. You may be in church. It's not church. It doesn't make people good. Praise God. Being in church doesn't make you good. They that have believed in God, let them be careful to maintain good work. This is good. These things are good and profitable. You have to be careful. It is an individual responsibility to be careful to do good things. Good things doesn't fall on any man. So, I pray that God will open our understanding to seek to be good in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 3. The Bible says, I read from verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no God. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and eschew it. You can see what is required for a good man. Eschew evil, eschew peace, and seek peace and eschew it. Pursue it. He said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. That's why you see sometimes, it's not just about pray. Are you a good man? Is there any good? Do you have a good heart? It's not just about pray. The Bible said the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. If you are an evil man and you are praying and everybody is praying together, you see, it becomes difficult for God to answer the prayers. Because some people's heart is evil. He said in verse 13, and who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? You see, that's why when people say, oh, somebody want to harm me, or somebody want to kill me, or somebody is doing me. Who is he that will harm you if you be follower of that which is good? When you yourself, you are bad, you are following bad things, you are talking bad things in your mouth, you are behaving in bad way, you are having bad attitude, bad character. The Bible say, who is he that will harm you if ye be follower of that which is good? Cannot be trusted, no faithfulness, but you pray, you call upon God. So we need to add these things to our lives so that when we cry to God, we shall be sure to get answers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. My studies of man has made me sometimes, you just wonder, praying for some people, what are you just like you are wasting your time? Because they are not good people. They don't think of being good. They just want to get certain things done and that's all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After a while, you've seen them no more. Their heart is never stable with God. So, let's be good people. Praise the Lord. And next thing is, good people are reliable people. Reliable and generous. Let me see how to mix cheese together. Reliable people, they can be relied upon and they could be generous. Let's read Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. Verse Luke 22. The Bible says from verse 11. It said, "And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished, there make ready." And they went and found as he had said unto them. And they make ready their Passover. Praise the Lord. Now look at it. The Bible says, Jesus was about to eat the Passover. And he said unto his disciples, "Go to a place and you will find a good man." May you be that good man. Jesus could not eat the Passover anywhere. There was a good man who could make his guest chamber available. You see everybody that will do that? No. Go and look for a good man. Look for a good man. He said, "You shall say to that good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciple?" He needed a good man. Praise the Lord. A good man is the one that can make his property available for God to use. Where is the good man that you will eat the Passover in his house? Not a wicked man. Not an evil man. Not a self-conceited man. A proud man. So, we saw the art of reliability in Abraham and his generosity. He was a generous man. He was not a tight fisted person. You can see the good man that Jesus sent his disciples for. To meet. To give them a guest chamber. Not all persons can release their property for God's use. Not everyone. But if you are a good man, you will not find it difficult for God to use anything in your possession. Praise the Lord. An evil man will say no. For what? I cannot allow it. I don't think it's going to work. I'm in need of it too. Jesus in need of it. I too am in need of it. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 11. The Bible says in verse 22. He said, "Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent for Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, and more people was added unto the Lord." Praise the Lord. He was a good man. Oh, what a wonderful thing. God make use of good people. He was a good man. Good people are people that God like to make good use of. Because there is something good in them already. Using them will not be difficult. But evil people, you know, today you just see all manner of human beings. Evil people, you can hardly use them to do anything because their heart is already out of course. The Bible says he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, we want to feel good people. We want to feel good men. Yes. The tendency of the Holy Ghost coming upon good men is very high. There are people who will pray and pray to find, and they find it difficult to receive genuine Holy Ghost baptism because it's a matter of the heart. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost searches the heart. He first of all knows what is there. That's why you see, pray for me, pray for me. Do you have a good heart? Is your heart good? People who heart are good, they will not find it. We are not talking about fake baptism, which many people have today. The baptism, somebody have the Holy Ghost baptism and here is a bad man. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost cannot stay in the life of a bad person. Praise the Lord. No, he can't. People can fake it and say, yes, I have it. Yes, I have it. But let's look at your law. By their fruits, we shall know them. But a good man will not find it difficult to receive the Holy Ghost baptism, because the Holy Ghost himself is good and will feed up every genuine person that comes to him. Amen. It's a gift. And the Holy Ghost, and when he comes, he wants to use you for a purpose, for example. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. To use people to do the work of God. But if you are not a good person, you can't do good things. And then, feeling you is of no use. Praise the Lord. That's why you see some people, hey, they will pray. Oh, we'll pray. You lay hands on them. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. There are people who are not, who do not even go after such things. You see the Holy Ghost come upon them because they are good people. And God wants to use them to do the work of God. Amen. Again, good men will always have good report among the people. Good reports. People that will always have good report among the people. In Acts chapter 10, you discover about this man. Acts 10:22. He said, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feared God and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Cornelius, a man that was a good man, a man that had good reports among all the Jews. He's the one that the holy angels appeared to, that he should send for you, to send for Peter, to bring him words from God. You know, before God deals with people, he also looks at their heart. Amen? And that's one of the things that some people are not aware of. That's why, no matter how you preach the gospel, some people will never be saved. No matter, because they have already gotten an evil heart. The evil is already resident in them. How will you root out that evil now? No way. There are people that get saved and people who ignorantly does bad things. They don't know what they were doing. There are people that know what they are doing. Amen. They do evil knowingly. It's not as if they don't know. They know it's evil, they do it. That's why when you say, oh, maybe this one was a murderer, this one was this one was there, and yet God saved him. How? He was a good man. God has seen his heart. That is a good man, but he has been misled by somebody, or something has happened along the way that they gave him to have a misconception. So such people, God will appear to them. But you see people who are evil? No way. Praise the Lord. They can live 100 years on the earth and still die. Cornelius never really knew God, but he was a good man. He was doing good works. Then to get such a man saved was not a difficult thing. Hallelujah. In chapter 22 of Acts, Acts 22, read verse 12. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwell there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I look up upon him. And he said, the God of our father hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Praise the Lord. Now we're talking about this good man again. Ananias, a devout man. Who knows Ananias? But God knows him. Amen. When somebody like Paul was in a need, was in a great situation, and he needed somebody to minister to him, the Bible says God has to go to Ananias, a man that had a good report among all the Jews that dwells in that place. He said, God spoke to him and said, go and meet this man. He's my chosen vessel. And I said, I've had bad things about this man. He said, don't worry. I've seen his heart. He's going to be a good man. Praise the Lord. And that's when. And just lay hands on him. And he received his child. Say, God has sent me to lay hands on you. That you are a chosen vessel unto him. You see, wherever you are, understand the fact that God watches over the affairs of men. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's want to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Amen. So he found Ananias to use for this purpose. May God find you for good things. You know when God is looking for people to use for good things, does he really easily find? Does he easily find you? Can he locate you? Can he lay hands on you and say, come, you are a good person? That's what we are talking about. I know it is not a sweet message. It's not what people may want, but I tell you, this is what is lacking in our days. This is what is lacking in our world. This is what is lacking in our generation. To find good people is just difficult. Everybody wants to follow Satan. Everybody wants to be, in fact, be happy in doing bad. And in fact, let it be signed, let it be accepted that this bad thing is good. That's what people want now. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. But we must know that God watches over the affairs of men. He's looking at every man to see who are you. What can you do? Can I use you? Can I lay hold on you? Can you be an instrument in my hand? And that's what God is looking for. Every time, every day. Oh, you have so many human beings all over the place. But where are the good people? Where are the good people? May the Lord locate us to be good for him in Jesus' name. So let's take very good notice of these things, because God is not a man that will lie, neither the son of man that will repent. What he says he will do. If we have that understanding, it will be much easier for us. Praise the Lord. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 16. The Bible says, for the eye, I read 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Mark those words. To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Hearing that has done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have war. God's heart, or rather God's eyes run to and fro. May God find you. May he locate you wherever you are. And I'm telling you, he will locate us. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's watching whose heart is perfect. Who have a good heart that I will show myself strong on his behalf? I'll prove to him that I am God. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. So that's why we cannot just sit there and think that God is going to he just deal with everybody equally. No! God deals with good men. Praise the Lord. Again, good men are not divisive people. They work in unity with others. They cooperate with others to do the work of God. Good people are not people who are divisive. You bring them into a place, they divide the place. They cause confusion there. They use their mouth, use anything they have to divide the people up and down. In fact, may God give us good men in Jesus' name. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, in verse 32. Good men seek unity. What is the problem in the church today? Disunity, disunited people. The Bible says, Acts chapter 4, it says, from verse 32, and the multitude of them that believe, we have one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great grace, or rather, with great power, gave the apostle witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land of houses, sold them and brought the price of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and the distribution was made unto everyone according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation in Levi, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, good men, you can see this man, generous people. Now, this guy, name has to be singled out among those who were also doing one thing or the other. But his own was special because he was a good man. His own was special, has to be singled out because he was a good man. So it is only people with evil mind that will always cheer up rebellion. They will always disagree with what the others are doing. They will not want to cooperate. Everybody is selling their land. Everybody is giving what they have. But some people will say, no, I'm not part of that. I won't do that. You remember the story of Korah, Dothan, and Abiram in Numbers chapter 16. What was their problem? They just sat down and stirred up rebellions among the people. Because their heart was evil. And you will wonder, and you will be surprised that these people were among renowned people in the congregation. Praise the Lord. They were not just any happy person, they were renowned people, but yet they had an evil heart. May the Lord deliver us from an evil heart in Jesus' name. In Numbers chapter 16, you see what you could wonder, what was the problem of this man? What was their problem? They just wake up and say, no, we don't want to agree with what is being done here. Numbers chapter 16, verse 1. The Bible says, now Korah, the son of Ezer, the son of Korah, the son of Levi, and daughter, and Abiram, the son of Eliah, and all, the son of Peleg, sons of Reuben, took men. Divisive people. They gang up people. They took men to their side. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. Can you see what men can do? They went for key people. Praise the Lord. The Lord will deliver us from evil men in Jesus' name. They went for key people. And they gathered and said together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye took too much upon you, seeing all the congregation and holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourself above the congregation of the Lord? Look at it now. How did you come about this evil man? You know, evil man will never think how he came about what he's doing. He won't bother about it. How did you come about this, your own philosophy now that you came up with? This is your own message. This is your own preaching. Evil people, when they gather some people together, they will come and tell them. Don't you see what is happening there? They will convince them or they will agree. May God deliver us from evil men in Jesus' name. Look at Korah, Dothan, and Abiram. They gather enough people, 250 people in the congregation. They gather them and say, come. You see this Moses, you see this Aaron, they are bad people. They told good people to be bad. And they that are bad, they say they are the good people. Praise the Lord. Evil men, they will never be satisfied with what the Lord is doing. They become accusers and resist the will of God. They will never be satisfied. Whatsoever you are doing is not their business. They want to carry out their own. That was the problem of the devil. He never gets satisfied with what God was doing. He wasn't satisfied with what... No. He wanted something. That's why today we are in search of good men. Sometimes you have men and you think they are useful, not knowing that they are not good people. That's why you may have people. But it's not just having the people. It is having the good ones. Amen? The good ones. The good ones. We must all join hands together to pray this day that God should raise good men, good women for us in Jesus' name. Yes, very important. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. We have to raise up our voice to God. We need good men, Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible says, in verse 26, and Saul also went home to Gibeah. And there went with him a band of men whose heart God has touched. Good men are people who God have touched their heart. May God touch your heart. People whose heart God has touched. After Saul has been made king, He needed good men to work with, but the Bible says God taught the heart of some people to work with him. The Bible says a band of men wait with him whose heart God have touched. But look at verse 27. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no present, but he heard his peace. Praise the Lord. But among those people there were children of Belial who said, for what? This man be our king, lie. Which means what God is doing, they disagree. This man to be our king. How can this man rule us? No way. They say, get out. We don't believe you. But yeah, there were people whose heart God had touched. There were people who went with him. Some other people whose hearts were good. They followed Saul, but these children of Belial, they will never bring him present. If they say we want to do it, they are not the congregation. No, they say no. We are not part of it. We don't join. We don't believe this man. What is he preaching? What is he saying? He cannot rule us. He can't save us. Hallelujah. May the Lord raise us good men in Jesus' name. Yes. So that's why you see anywhere the power of God are gathered, you see Satan will also have to try to get his own people who will be stirring up dust. They will be raising dust. Listen to me. Try to be a good man. You see, they don't write it on the forehead of anybody. Say, this one is an evil man. This one is a good man. No. By their fruit, we shall know them. You watch them. Watch their action. Watch their character. Watch their behavior. Watch their language. Before you know it, they stir up some evil thing. And you wonder why? It is evil heart. Amen? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If it's not in the heart, it cannot come out in the mouth. Praise the Lord. That's why I told us this time you must watch people. Watch their action. Watch what they are doing. Watch what they are saying. It's not just to carry everybody. Oh, we are going. That's how we mix up both evil and bad people together. At the end of the day, the bad people corrupted the good ones and you find it difficult to lay hold on good men. So, that's why when you see stingy people, you must watch them very well. You are doing a thing, they don't have anything to bring. They can never contribute. They will stir up one thing. Yeah, they are children of Belial. They will not give to the work of God. They despise the work. And you are doing your best to see the thing go. They say no, they will not bring anything. Evil heart. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Time has gone. You see another example of a good man in the book of Luke chapter 23. Luke 23, the Bible says in verse 50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deeds of them. He never joined the evil people. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. Praise the Lord. You see this man? He never joined the bad people who killed Jesus. He was in the city, but he was a good man. He was also waiting for the kingdom of God. After Jesus has died, and the Bible says he went and told Pilate, give me the body, I will go and bury. And only he sponsored the burial. Praise the Lord. A good man. Somebody may not make noise, but yet he's a good man. He was a silent disciple, but he was a good man. There are people that may not be prominent in the church, but they are good people. The day a need arises, they will show up and they will be very helpful. Praise the Lord. That was what this man was. Was a rich man and he was not a prominent person. Nobody could know much about him. Until here. Amen. If you have a good heart, it will suffice the kingdom of God. That's why on the day, if the trumpet sound, you will see surprises because some of the people you may be jumping up and down, they may not be there because they have no good hearts. They're just jumping up and down for one thing or the other. But those who are jumping up and down with a good heart, wonderful. But there are those who may not have time to jump up and down, but yet their heart is good. They are useful people, responsible people. So tonight, we must seek to be a good man or a good woman. What make a good or evil, evil, what make a man good or evil is their heart. That is why you must pray that God touch my heart all the time. If you don't pray that prayer, you will not know when your heart will turn to Satan. Oh Lord, touch my heart. When your heart is in good condition, you will bring forth good things. But if your heart is in a bad condition, you will bring forth bad things. You know, that's why when I tell people, here, come and hear the word of God. Follow the things of God. Come and listen to the word of God. Some people don't know. You may have been good sometime before, but now you are relaxed and allow Satan to plant tares among the wheat. The heart was good, but the devil has come and planted tares inside. Before you know it, the things you were running away from before, you start doing them again. Good men are careful to maintain good works. Why evil people never care about what they do? They don't care about what they do. No. Somebody may be telling this thing is not good. They say, hey, for what? That is evil man. That's evil heart. If they do good, it is by mistake. Or that good is done to cover up an evil plan. That's why you see somebody can be giving you food to eat and is planning to kill you. He's praying with you. He's laughing with you, but he's having an evil plan. And you say, but the man is good, though, but you don't know that he have an evil plan. So, tonight, as we pray, we're going to ask God, say, touch my heart, O Lord. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. The Bible says, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. You are going to pray tonight and say, touch my heart, O Lord. Touch my heart, O Lord. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Oh Lord, let it be like you. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Let's rise up on our feet. Oh, touch my heart. Touch my heart. Oh Lord, touch my heart. Touch my heart. Oh Lord, let it be like you. Touch my heart, touch my heart. Oh Lord, touch my heart. Man from a good man is the heart. What is the position of your heart? What is going through every day? What are you thinking about? Touch my heart, O Lord. God touched the heart of those people and they helped Saul. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. Evil people, their heart is tough. Their heart is not touched by God. Oh Lord, touch my heart. I want to be a good man. I want to be a good man. I want to be a good woman. Touch my heart, oh Lord. Touch my heart, oh Lord. Touch my heart, oh Lord. I want my heart to be good. Out of the good treasure of the heart. Yes. Out of the good treasure of the heart. Out of the good treasure of the heart. If the heart is not good, there's no way a man can do good. It will be very difficult. Sometimes you wonder, why are these people not doing good? Because their heart is not good. Their heart is not good. Something going through their heart every day is evil. Bad thing is going in there. Bad thing is going in there. Father, touch my heart. Holy Ghost, touch my heart. Savior, touch my heart. Redeemer, touch my heart. Mighty God, touch my heart. I need my heart to be good. I need my heart to be good. I need my heart to be good. When your heart is good, God will show himself strong on your behalf. When your heart is good, God will show himself strong on your behalf. He will defend you in the secret. When men are planning evil for you, God will defend you. When men are planning defeat for you, God will defend you. Oh Lord, touch my heart. Oh Lord, touch my heart. I want my heart to be touched. I want my heart to be touched. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I need my heart to be touched. Help me today. Help me today. Is there evil planted here? Somebody planted evil in your heart and you have been carrying that evil. Let that evil be rooted out. Let that evil be rooted out. Let that evil be rooted out. Whatsoever evil that have been planted in my heart, I say today, let it be rooted out. 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 I need a good heart, oh Lord. I need a good, in these terrible words, God will set for his own. And he locate people by their hearts. He locate people by their heart, not by their language, not by their talk, not even by their prayer. It's according to their heart. Oh, let not my heart deceive me, Jesus. I don't want my heart to deceive me. I don't want my heart to deceive me. Father, touch my heart. Let it be good. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, that it will not be causing confusion, causing obstruction, causing evil, causing distractions everywhere. God, touch my heart. Touch my heart. Touch my heart. God, touch my heart. Yes, the Bible said, look at Joseph. He said he was a good man. When the Bible said a man is good, that man is good indeed. Look at the goodness of Abraham. Because his heart was good. Oh, touch my heart. Oh, touch my heart. It takes a good man to do good works. It takes a good man to do good works. Evil man, you want him to come and do good? It can never. He will never. No matter what you preach, evil man will never do good. Evil man will never do good. Oh Lord, deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. I want to be a good man in this world. God, help me once again. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Again, you are going to pray. I say, oh Lord, my Father, raise good men for us in this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and pray. Good men. We need good men. Yes. Good men. It takes good men to do a good work. It takes good men to do it. You cannot handle good, give good thing to bad people. They will never do well with it. They will throw it to dogs. They will match it on the floor. The message we are preaching, good message. It takes only good heart to handle the message, to carry the message. Only good men can do something with this. Almighty Father, raise good men for us. 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 People whose heart are good. People whose heart are good. Good people. Good heart people. In the name of Jesus. Only God can touch their heart. Only God can transform them. Only God can bring them out. We have too many evil. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I tell you, evil people are so much. But God can bring out good men. God can raise us 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 good men. Wherever they are, help us to locate them. 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 In the name of Jesus. We need good men, Lord. We need good men, Lord, that can spearhead this world. That can be in this location. That can come out from this place. Good men. good men, no selfish people, no greedy people, no divisive people, no talkative people, no dangerous people, no, Lord, raise us good men. Yes, yes, no stingy people. We need good men. We need good men to do this work, oh Lord. This good work in the last days. Give good work in these last days. This good work in these last days. Help us to locate good men. Help us to locate good men. Good men and women that can stand in a place and you will see them. And they are useful. And they are responsible. And they are reasonable. And they love their God. They want to do the will of their God. They want to do the will of their God. Help us to get good men, Lord. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Finally, you are going to pray and say, oh Lord, my Father, deliver us from evil men in this generation. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Evil men that are filled everywhere, evil men that are here and there, deliver me from their hand. Deliver us from their hand. Deliver the ministry from their hand. Deliver the church from their hand. Oh Lord, we pray. Deliver us from evil men. 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 Evil men that are filled everywhere. Evil men that are filled everywhere. Oh Lord, set us free from their hands. Yes, wherever they are, whatsoever is their evil plan, we cannot fall into their plan. Evil men may be very close to you. They are very close to you. They may be your friend. They may be your neighbor. They may be your colleague. Deliver me from their hand. I have worked with evil men. I know who they are. I know who they are. Deliver me from their hand. Deliver me from their hand. Some people will be doing evil. They think they are doing you good. They will be doing you evil. They think they are doing you good. Oh Lord, deliver me from the hands of evil men. Deliver us from the hands of evil men. Deliver us from the hands of evil men. That they will not succeed over our lives. They will not succeed over our lives. Their secret plan will fail. Their secret plan will fail. Their demonic plan will fail. Their evil plan will fail. What they have planned to do will not succeed. Will not succeed. Will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus. My Father, deliver me from the hands of evil men. Holy Ghost, I call upon your name. In an evil society like this, deliver us from evil men. Those that are planning evil. Those that are getting close to you because they want to harm you. They are coming close, you don't know what they are planning. They are coming close because you don't know what they are planning. Oh Lord, deliver me from their hand. Deliver me from their hand. Deliver this work from their hand. Deliver this work from their hand. Deliver this work from their hand. We look up to you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him can heal us all diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows.
Jesus knows
all about our struggles in this world.
He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No.
No, no. goodness of Jesus will rub off on you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God, by His mercy, by His love, by His care, by His compassion, will deliver you from the hands of evil men in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, make your people to be good. Raise us good men among us. Let evil people be defeated in our lives, in our midst, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, your name will be glorified. And good will overcome evil in our days. Good will overcome evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.